some pay, headed to that sky blue water sun.
Welcome back to the second half of this morning's Gone Outdoors. Kyle Agree and Scott Brewer of Brewer Agree Outdoors. And Scott, I am very, very excited to be welcoming this next guest onto our show because it's the Independence Day. It's the 4th of July today. It is hot. It is sunny. We are in the midst of summer. But guess what? Days are getting shorter. It's not going to be too long before we're going to be switching our thoughts to hunting and from there to ice fishing. And we have got a truly hot off the presses announcement with this guest coming along from one of our favorite brands in the ice fishing industry. With that, I want to welcome Mr. Matt Waldron, a tech specialist for Vexilar Incorporated, an incredibly well-known brand in the ice fishing industry. Matt, welcome to Gone Outdoors.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It is so exciting to have you. And I know if we'd had another hour here between segments, we probably would have just kept talking to you, but we had to come back on the air here. So let's just share with our listeners, some of the new stuff you guys have coming out, and it is so incredibly exciting. You've got kind of two major announcements that you've made. You are coming out with a new flasher unit, and you've got some new battery technology, and I know you're the expert on this, so I'm going to let you explain what exactly this is. Tell us a little bit first about this new flasher unit that you have coming out.
Well, I am very, very excited for our new flasher coming out. It is the FLX30 broadband. And so what that is, it's a broadband sonar technology unit. And not a lot of people understand what broadband sonar is. And so what it is, it's a wide range of frequencies. So it goes from 160 kilohertz to 300 kilohertz. And that's the major piece of technology that's going to be involved in this unit. We have a couple other features built into it that are new for this year, like a battery readout on the screen. We found that some people like to see a battery icon, not just the unit saying low battery. And then there's a new 15 foot depth range setting, because we have a lot of guys that like that 10 to 12 foot.
That's right.
And so they might not want to use that 20 foot setting, and they can make more use out of their screen with that 15 foot setting. But the big thing with the unit is the variable frequency units. So at any given depth range, you can go between 160 kilohertz and 300 kilohertz. Now, what that's going to give you on your screen is it's going to give you complete control on the sizing of your targets, allowing you to get them to be very fine tuned and precise. Which is going to not only increase target separation, but that's also going to allow you to see how big the fish are. And so in all my ice fishing tournaments this last winter, I was using it and I was actually able to avoid smaller targets. Whereas with the 28 and some of our previous units, it was a lot more difficult to really get a good judge on how big that fish actually is. So that's why we really wanted to release this technology right away, because it was a huge learning curve for us when we started using it, where you could actually see how big the fish were. And so that is one thing that we really wanted to take advantage of. And so with this unit, it allows us to get better sizing of fish, a lot less interference, because all other brand units out there, besides maybe your LiveScope or Panoptics, are going to be operating at 200 kilohertz for a traditional sonar flasher. So it's going to be a lot better on interference. You're going to get that better target separation, those finer lines that people have been wanting. And you're still going to get that great sensitivity at all depth ranges. So it's really a great unit.
So Matt, I believe that there's transducer cone angle is also adjustable. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Well, it's not adjustable. I mean, I guess it kind of is, actually. So at each different frequency, it's going to be a different cone angle. So it's going to range from 7 degrees all the way up to about 19 degrees. So it's going to be each different frequency has a different size cone angle to it. So the higher the frequency, the narrower the cone angle. So that's going to be at that 300 kilohertz, it's going to be pretty narrow. And then at that 160 kilohertz is going to be fairly wide. So that's another really nice thing is if you're fishing in timber, which a lot of the people in the Dakotas are going to be fishing in timber and branches and trees, or guys around the metro area over in the Twin Cities, we fish a lot of weeds. When you have a lot of targets filling up your screen, you can knock out those targets by adjusting your cone angle and frequency.
That is incredible. And I'm sitting here thinking, Matt, that I have fished with the FLX 28 for the last 7 years and am continuously impressed at the target separation and the definition on that unit. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is the flagship when it comes to flashers in the ice fishing world. And now you're telling me we're going to take that and raise that bar even that much further.
Yep. This pretty much will blow it out of the water, to be honest with you. It's completely different. That's going to be one thing that a lot of people will realize as soon as they go from a 28 to a 30, there is a huge difference in sizing and just sharpness of the lines on your screen. It's truly impressive.
Matt, we got to, before we run up against the clock, we still got a couple minutes left, but I want to make sure that in addition to this FLX 30BB broadband flasher, we also tell folks about the batteries, because you guys have ventured into a new area here with lithium ion batteries powering up your units. Tell us a little bit about what you've got there.
Yeah, so we're really excited. We're pairing up the release of our new unit with the release of a new battery. So we've gotten requests for about the last 5 years now where people have wanted a Vexplar lithium battery. And so we decided to offer it this year, which it's going to shave down the weight on your unit significantly. This battery is going to be just under 2 pounds, whereas a standard flasher battery is going to be in between 5.5 and 6. So it's going to make a huge difference on hole hopping, guys that are moving from hole to hole. It's going to take the fatigue off your shoulders and back. Not only that, but it's also going to give your unit longer run times, and the battery is also going to last longer because of the amount of charge cycles that you get out of it. So there's a lot of benefits to go to lithium, and so we've been working on lithium technology now pretty hard for the last couple of years, just wanting to make sure that not only do we get an affordable battery to our customers, but we also get a dependable battery to our customers. So we're finally releasing it this year, and it couldn't have come at a better time with the release of our new unit.
So, Matt, I believe the lithium batteries will come in the 28, and the 30 broadband Ultra Packs in both of those. But only in the Ultra Packs.
But you can upgrade any of our units to them.
Perfect. That's just mm-hmm. awesome. I mean, just the idea of the lighter weight, the recharge factor, and it has the Vexilar name on it. So it's going to be dependable. It's going to be a quality unit. That's just awesome. And Matt, here we are. It's, as I said, it's Independence Day. It's the 4th of July. It's 90 degrees outside here, and we're talking ice fishing. But quite honestly, we're just a couple of months away from people starting to gear up for the season. I know these mm-hmm. things aren't in stores now. They're just literally just released within the last couple of days, the announcement that this product is coming out, and we appreciate having you on such short notice. But Vexilar.com is your website. Stuff is going to be up in information on that site shortly. And what's the time frame as far as when we're going to see these in the stores?
So you're definitely going to see them in the stores when all the stores put out their ice planograms for the year. So you're going to be looking right around that September, October time frame, depending on the store. But they'll be available for public purchase, should be right around that October time frame. Early October, I would say, would be right when they're going to be available. But we will be releasing information within the next week on the new unit and the new battery. And we also have a couple new sweatshirts and clothing options that are coming out too. But the big thing is going to be our unit and the battery for this upcoming season.
Fantastic. Matt Waldron, tech specialist with Vexilar, giving us a sneak peek here of this brand new, newly released unit that's coming out for this upcoming ice season. Matt, thanks for taking a few minutes and explaining and sharing with us this news.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Folks, stick around. We've got one more segment left. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Gone Outdoors. 10,000 lakes, they jump in those blue eyes.